Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Tuesday, June 30th. What world leaders now say is the key to getting the pandemic under control 6 months after they first learned about the first outbreak. Also, we'll explain two more major decisions from the U.S. Supreme Court concerning abortion rights and government oversight. Plus, Broadway's new reopening plan, what could be missing from the next iPhone, and the 100th anniversary so many famous people are celebrating. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today marks 6 months since the World Health Organization first heard about a bizarre outbreak in China. We now know it was COVID-19. But 6 months in, the WHO is warning things are still getting worse. The head of the World Health Organization said the solution comes down to just 4 steps: test, trace, isolate, and quarantine. Of course, that's easier said than done. Remember, contact tracing is pretty labor-intensive. Trained personnel track down and warn all the people who came into close contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. But the WHO's director said, quote, "If any country is saying contact tracing is difficult, that's a lame excuse." He pointed out that many public health professionals have risked their lives to do contact tracing in war zones, so countries should be able to do it from home. But in recent months, there have been countries saying there are just too many people to effectively contact trace. Those countries include Britain and the United States. In the U.S., the federal government has not provided any sort of nationwide plan for this. Instead, the CDC has left contact tracing efforts up to local areas. And for now, at least, the nation's top infectious disease expert has said it's not going well. Other health leaders have said tens of thousands of additional workers are needed to do this effectively. Meanwhile, new cases and hospitalizations are still surging in parts of the country. Specifically, the AP says 20% of Americans now live in a virus hotspot. For instance, officials in Los Angeles County say they've seen an explosion of new COVID-19 cases. And at this rate, health officials expect the county will run out of hospital beds in 2 to 3 weeks. In Arizona, about 84% of hospital beds and 88% of ICU beds are full already. So in response, the Arizona governor once again closed all bars, gyms, and theaters for at least the next month, and also outlawed gatherings of 50 or more people. It's not the only state scaling back reopening plans either. Florida has decided to close popular beaches during this upcoming 4th of July weekend. Los Angeles County did the same. Also, New Jersey decided not to move on to the next phase of reopening. And in Oregon and Kansas, masks are mandatory in all public places statewide. They became the 19th and 20th states to make that call now. The only drug proven to treat COVID-19 is set to cost thousands of dollars. But don't panic, that's not necessarily what you would actually have to pay out of pocket. Here's the deal. Drug maker Gilead announced the price tag for the typical 5-day remdesivir treatment and says it would be about $3,100 per patient on private insurance. But that's what the drug company will charge hospitals to get it. So what exactly patients will have to pay really depends on things like your insurance coverage and out-of-pocket limits. Still, some advocacy organizations and members of Congress have called the price outrageous. They say the drug maker is taking advantage of Americans during a pandemic. But some analysts say that's not true. They actually expected the price to be higher since it can save hospitals much more money by sending patients home earlier. Until now, the drug maker had been donating doses of remdesivir to the federal government, who was sending them out to hospitals. It was another close vote in the U.S. Supreme Court. In a 5-4 decision, justices overturned Louisiana's strict abortion law. The law required doctors who performed abortions have credentials that let them admit patients at nearby hospitals. And those restrictions would have excluded so many doctors that only one doctor in one clinic would have been able to keep doing the procedures in that state. Now women in Louisiana will have access to all 3 clinics currently operating there. The Louisiana law was actually very similar to one in Texas that the Supreme Court struck down back in 2016. But some people felt the high court's decision would maybe be different this time, and that perhaps the Louisiana law still stood a chance, since the justices have changed. 2 more conservative justices have been appointed. But it was Chief Justice John Roberts who actually voted differently this time. Roberts voted in favor of the Texas law 4 years ago, but he voted against the Louisiana one this week, joining the four more liberal justices. Why? He says the decision simply needs to be based on precedent. Even though he still feels the Texas case was wrongly decided, he says if it was ruled unconstitutional then, the Louisiana one should be ruled unconstitutional now. But at the core of both cases, the debate was really about care and access. The state of Louisiana had argued restrictions would improve care for women, while critics argued it was just meant to limit access to abortions. The Trump administration called the final ruling a disappointment. And there was another major ruling from the Supreme Court this week, with all five conservative justices voting in the majority. This 5-4 decision found a consumer watchdog agency is unconstitutional. The ruling stopped short of actually getting rid of the agency, but it does give the president more power to fire its director, even without cause. We're talking about the Consumer Financial Protection Agency, which was created back in 2010 in the wake of the financial crisis. At the time, Congress gave the agency's leadership an unusual structure in an effort to keep it more independent. Supporters say it's key to keeping the agency away from political pressure. But critics argue it gives the director too much power. So now that extra power is gone. Either way, the current director says the ruling won't change the agency's mission to protect U.S. consumers. We have more news still ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to tell you about our sponsor today. If you're feeling like you could use a reset for your hair or maybe just some self-care, then check out Function of Beauty. It's the internet's top-rated customized hair care brand with more than 30,000 five-star customer reviews and counting. What do I mean by customized? Well, you tell Function of Beauty about your hair, like whether it's curly or straight or natural or processed, about your styling preferences, and about your hair goals. So do you want to restore it, get rid of frizz, or add volume? And with that, Function of Beauty formulates a shampoo and conditioner just for you. I'm now using my peach-scented shampoo and conditioner every day and my new hair mask every month. Plus, I love that Function of Beauty never uses sulfates, parabens, phthalates, mineral oils, or other harmful ingredients. To get started, go to functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy to take your 4-part hair profile quiz and save 20% on your first order. That's functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy to let them know we sent you or the woman in your life. functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. Broadway announced it will keep its doors closed for the rest of the year. In New York City, Broadway's 41 theaters will remain closed through at least January. They've been shut down since early March when the pandemic first spread across New York. Theater fan or not, this has big economic implications. The Broadway League says the shutdown directly affects about 87,000 jobs and the loss of billions of dollars. The business usually makes about $2 billion a year just in ticket sales. If you do have a ticket to show for this year, you can get a refund or exchange it for a later date. By the way, that's unfortunately not the only disappointment we got from the entertainment industry yesterday. Cirque du Soleil filed for bankruptcy. Like Broadway, the famous circus has also been canceling performances since March. Usually it runs 6 shows in Las Vegas and others worldwide. Now it has zero revenue. Already the group has laid off 3,500 employees. That's about 95% of its workforce. So far, there's not a date for Cirque du Soleil shows to return. Stay tuned. We have a recall to tell you about. Some pre-mixed salad bags have been linked to more than 200 people getting sick in 30 states and Washington, D.C. So Fresh Express is now recalling its own branded salad products, as well as bagged salad from certain store brands at Aldi, Hy-Vee, and Walmart in the Midwest. They've been linked to an outbreak of infections caused by a parasite that causes symptoms much like a stomach virus. All of the affected packaging includes a product code that starts with the letter Z. We've linked to the full recall details in today's show notes. Apple's next iPhone may come without a USB charger or wired earbuds. That's at least what one analyst is predicting, saying it would be meant to cut the cost of the next smartphone and its packaging. So on the plus side, less packaging could be better for the environment. And many iPhone users already have chargers and the preferred earbuds. But of course, if they don't, they would have to buy them separately if this latest report is true. We'll find out soon enough. Apple usually launches new iPhones in September or October. NASA invented jewelry that reminds you not to touch your face. The wearable necklace, dubbed Pulse, senses when you're raising your hand to your face, then vibrates to remind you to stop. The idea is this could help curb the spread of COVID-19, since health experts say touching your face with unwashed hands could bring the virus into your eyes, nose, or mouth. Then again, NASA isn't actually selling the necklace itself. Instead, it posted the manufacturing instructions online so other people or companies could replicate it and distribute it. Former presidents and legendary athletes all got online to tip their caps in tribute. They were marking the 100th anniversary of the Negro Leagues. Stars like Jackie Robinson and Willie Mays changed America's pastime forever when the Negro Leagues opened baseball up to black athletes. So there were quite a few famous people who participated in the Tipping Your Cap campaign. We're talking about former presidents Carter, Clinton, Bush, and Obama. Also, NBA legends Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson, as well as baseball icons Derek Jeter and Hank Aaron. In-person centennial events were supposed to happen in major league stadiums, but as you know, they were canceled due to COVID-19. So this was the next best thing. And that's it for today. Thanks for listening and making the Newsworthy part of your routine. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com/shownotes or check out the episode notes in your podcast app. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 a.m. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.